The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Well, we're joined now by Tommy Reckenthal, who is a concentration camp survivor from the Second World War, who about a decade later ended up coming to Ireland, and who in recent years has spoken a lot about his experiences, especially around the schools of Ireland. He's also the main man of a new Irish documentary, Condemned to Remember. And Tommy, just before I talk to Jerry Gregg, your producer, tell us about the subject of this documentary and your trip around Europe.
Well, the idea of making this film, of course, started with the refugees problem when we were filming actually the end of the last film that we did, which was Close to Evil. And then, of course, this refugee problem started, and for me, the whole story was very much the same as in late 1939, when the Jews were trying to escape Europe and nobody wanted them. And now, of course, we have the same problem that these refugees are escaping persecution, rape, murder, and Europe doesn't want them either. But we met Gross because he wrote a book about what happened in Poland and the shame of Europe regarding the anti-Semitism and all the right wing that it's again.
And why do you think has it resurfaced? Given that there has been an effort to maintain knowledge of the history of what happened in continental Europe in the 20th century, how could it be with that sense of history and with the sense of shame that this could be happening again?
Well, that's the sad thing, because when the war, Second World War ended and we were going home, the motto was never again. And not long later, I mean, 70 years history, it just happened not long ago. And people forgot very quickly what happened when I went back to Slovakia and I saw the slogans that these right-wing people were shouting, Slovakia for Slovak. It reminded me of the time when they were shouting the same thing in 1942-43. And Slovaks suffered, and the Poles suffered so much during the Second World War. And they forgot that they're electing people with the same ideology that were in the 40s. And it's really a terrible thing.
For those who don't remember you being on the programme before, and for those who probably heard you giving speeches around the various schools and colleges around the country, remind us of your own particular story, how you arrived in Ireland from Slovakia via the concentration camps.
Well, it's a long story. I was incarcerated in Bergen-Belsen in 1944. I was there for 6 months under the Nazi regime. It was a horrific time. My memories are such that I didn't speak about it for 55 years, not because I didn't want to speak about it. I just couldn't speak about it. And it also affected soldiers, people that liberated Bergen-Belsen, that they couldn't speak about it for years because it was such a horrific place. But after the war, we thankfully were liberated and we returned to Slovakia. But again in Slovakia, the atmosphere was such that people were saying, oh, more of the Jews are returning that were taken away. And don't forget, in Slovakia, there were about 90,000 Jews, only between 15,000 to 20,000 returned. Rest of them all perished. I lost 35 members of my family. So the atmosphere in Slovakia before the communism started wasn't very good, and we didn't feel welcomed. And I, as a youth there, we were there till 1949. My father worked on his field in the farm, and I went to school for a couple of years. I totally missed school before, of course. When I come from the concentration camp, I had to start from scratch. I was with children, 7-year-old in classes, while I was already 10-year-old, because I couldn't write, I couldn't read, I couldn't do any mathematics. I lost it all during the years that I was hiding and I was in concentration
camp. What age were you when you were in the concentration camp?
I was 9-year-old. And after seeing what was happening and feeling not very welcomed, in 1949, I emigrated to Israel, and then the rest of the family, my mother and father and my brother, came as well. I went, it was February 1949, they came in July after me. I joined the Israeli army. I participated in the 1956 Suez campaign. And afterwards, I went to study to Germany. At the time, of course, people asked me how you can go back to Germany and study. But I was an engineer and I wanted to get the best education that I could. And therefore, I went to Germany and I qualified as an engineer, diploma engineer. And then by way of very complicated story, somebody was looking for a manager to set up a factory in Ireland, and one of my cousins was an au pair in the household, and she by chance got the newspaper where he was advertising for a manager, and she told him that she has a cousin in Germany, finished just as engineer, he might be interested. And he invited me to London, and then we signed the contract. I came to Ireland. I set up a factory here, and at the time I met an Irish girl, fell in love, and rest is history.
So you're here since 1959. Yeah. One of the things that's fascinating in your documentary as well, and I will be bringing Jerry Gregg in, the director and producer, in a moment, is though, you celebrated your 80th birthday at a mosque in Dublin. Now, that's remarkable. Somebody from the Jewish tradition, somebody who was a member of the Jewish army at the Suez crisis of 1956.
The Israeli army, Matt.
The Israeli army, excuse me, would actually have been at a mosque. Tell us about that.
Well, I participated in the Mot. Not many people know what it means, but it's a storytelling. It comes from America, and they brought it here first time to Dublin. And I was invited to tell a story there. And while I was there, Sheikh Umar, he was invited as well. And we became sort of friends. He's a very progressive, of course, and his thinking is very good, what he means well. And at the end of it, when we had to rehearse there, and then, of course, the actual event. And afterwards, as we were saying goodbye to each other, Sheikh Umar said, Tommy, you know what? I would like you to come to the mosque and tell your story, about your experiences. And I said, Sheikh Umar, you want a Jewish person, a Holocaust survivor, to come to speak to your community. You don't even believe that Holocaust happened. He said, no, I believe that it happened. I would like you. So I said, I will be delighted to do it. He said he will speak to his committee. And then he said what date I should come. And he rings me up and he said, you know, the 26th of June is Friday and we have Ramadan. We do break the fast in the evening. We have a lot of people. We would like you to come on the 26th. And I said, 26 is my birthday. You want me to come to? So he said, so what? We will celebrate your birthday in the mosque.
Excellent.
And as it happened, the family sort of made a little surprise about a week before anyway. So on the 26th, I was free. We were going to go out, of course. And that's how it happened.
Jerry Gregg, yeah. Fantastic idea for Condemned to Remember, to bring a Holocaust survivor to continental Europe, and particularly Eastern Europe, to see for himself what is happening, which is quite worrying developments, putting it in the context of what happened in the past. Tell us a little bit of how about you went about doing it.
Well, as Tommy said, when we were making the sequel to Close to Evil, which and it became ultimately Condemned to Remember, we set out initially, we thought to make a film about this SS woman and whether or not she would be arraigned for charges in relation to a death march. And Matt, in all honesty, we felt we were making a film that may well be the last Nazi trial. But as we were pursuing that particular line of inquiry, as Tommy suggests, the crisis in Syria reached overwhelming proportions and people were fleeing for their lives. And I also read at that time Jan Gross's essay about the shame in Europe. And I was familiar that Jan Gross had also written the book Neighbours about what happened in Poland, and that Poles had, if not colluded with the Germans, because as 3 million Poles were murdered by the Germans, but that certain proportion of the Polish society had used the Nazi occupation to exploit, to acquire Jewish property, Jewish land, Jewish money, etc., and in some places, to murder Jews. In other words, society had collapsed under the German occupation and the darkest elements surfaced to take advantage of it. Now, when we went to Eastern Europe, having been in Germany, which is dealing with the past to a great extent, we discovered that in Eastern Europe, one of the legacies of the communist era, and Tommy's touched on it, was that the Holocaust was brushed under the carpet and all victims were regarded as victims of fascism and so on. And that the specific crime associated with the Holocaust was buried by the Stalinist regimes in Eastern Europe. And one of the legacies of all of that is that there is a reluctance to deal with our complicity in the Nazi extermination project. And also, of course, as the Syrians are coming across Europe, a reluctance to take anybody that doesn't look like us, that doesn't speak like us, that doesn't go to the same church as us. And that seemed to us to be the story where Tommy's experience of intolerance, hatred and xenophobia, that he had a unique perspective on all this, and it just seemed that that's what way we should go
and
down
Tommy,
that road.
Did you find it to be worse than you'd expected? The behaviour of people in Eastern Europe, their attitude towards the refugees?
No, to me, don't forget, I'm talking about era when I was 9 year old, but 9 or 10 year old. But at the time, I know how it felt when people don't want you, and how it felt when you are persecuted and living in fear from day to day, because you have nowhere to escape. And for me, it reminded me exactly what happened in 1939 when the Germans were trying to escape Germany during the Nazi regime, because they knew what's coming, and nobody wanted them either. Ireland is one of the countries that wouldn't take any Jews, and to me, it looked very much the same. And the subject for me was not the refugees. The subject for me was the behavior of Europe. That in civilized Europe, in 1995, 8,000 Muslims were killed in Srebrenica, and we visited Srebrenica and saw the graveyard with 8,000 graves. And this happened not in 1945, it happened in 1995. So Europe is not changing. They still living in the, in other words, the history is repeating itself.
Condemned to Remember is available to be seen in our cinemas at present. It's made by Jerry Gregg, who's with us, and Tommy Rackenthal, thank you very much for taking the time to join us here on The Last Word on Today FM.
Yeah, thank you very much for having us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.